All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our international flair with interviews on Northland Morning continues this morning. Vidar Sundstahl joins us live this morning from Norway, where it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. His book, The Ravens, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the fiction category. Vidar, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Your books have been on the NEMBA lists for a number of years running. The Ravens is the final book in the Minnesota trilogy. Can you give folks kind of a feel for the series? It's fascinating because it's set right here in Duluth Superior and then also kind of up and down the North Shore.
Yeah, it's a trilogy about a murder that takes place at Father Barraga's cross down by Temperance River. And the main character is a Norwegian-American local policeman, Lance Hansen, who finds the victim one early morning. And the victim is a Norwegian tourist, a young man from Norway. And Lance starts to investigate this case unofficially because he's really not. He's just a witness. It's an FBI case because the body is found on the federal ground, and Lance is investigating privately and sort of undercover, and he starts to find out a lot about his own family, that there is a connection between his family and this murder probably, and he also finds out that there must have been committed another murder more than 100 years ago at the same place. And the reason he finds this out is he is the local sort of history buff and a local genealogist, so he, through reading old letters and diaries, he comes on the track of an old murder that happened more than 100 years ago, and he sees that his own family is sort of the link between these two murders that has been committed with more than 120 years between them, and through these books he uncovers more and more sort of secrets about his own family, his Norwegian family, from they arrived on the North Shore in the late 1800s and up till today. So it becomes an investigation of these two murder cases, but also an investigation of a North Shore Norwegian-American family and their history. Yeah.
There would be a couple of different ways to approach reading the book. One, of course, would be it's a great murder mystery. The other would be the story of the very common story for us in this part of the world of immigration from the Scandinavian countries. As you began to write the story, where was your connection? What was your connection?
Well, I moved to the States in 2004 because I met a woman, and she turned out to be American, and we decided to get married. And me being a writer, it was easier for me to move to the States. And at that time, she was living in Kentucky, actually in Lexington, my wife. But she's a biologist, so she was applying for jobs all over the States and also within the U.S. Forest Service system. And she got a job up in Minnesota, up in Tofte on the North Shore. And I remember us driving up there for the first time from Lexington, Kentucky, and sort of coming up to the lake and to Duluth, and this feeling of re-entering the boreal world, the northern part of the world. It was a strange, eerie feeling of both coming home and at the same time being far away. And my whole fascination with the area comes from that sort of dual thing about both being very far away from home. The whole thing is very exotic in a way. It's Indians and then at the same time people have Norwegian names, and they tell me all these stories about their grandparents who came from places in Norway that I know about. It was a very weird mixture of things, And the landscape, the actual landscape, made a huge, deep impact on me. The lake and the forest. And I started reading local history and read about the Ojibwe Indians and the encounters between the Scandinavian immigrants and the Ojibwes, and also about the whole French connection before the Scandinavians came back in the 1600s and 1700s. And there was so much interesting history and so many sort of intercultural meetings that I just wanted to do something about. I knew I wanted to write something substantial about this. And then one day, actually on the 4th of July 2004, my wife and I, we were driving up towards Canada to just, I don't know, to go to buy Canadian bacon and painkillers or whatever it was, and on a day trip. And then we passed a rather dodgy-looking old motel called the Whispering Pines. And my wife said, didn't that look like the murder scene from a murder mystery, Death at the Whispering Pines? And we started talking about, just for fun, talking about who might have got killed there and what kind of a policeman might investigate a murder on the North Shore. And we based these musings on our experience with the northeastern Minnesota mail, and which is pretty close to the kind of men that I know from where I come from. And every time we went for a long drive in Minnesota and we ran out of something to talk about, we picked up this thread again and started talking about this fictitious policeman. And after a year or so, we had actually created a character with a family and a whole family background and just for fun. And then at that time, I realized as a writer that this story and this character is just too good to just leave it. And so I had to write something about it. And him being a policeman, I thought, okay, I can just write a sort of crime novel about this guy and try to make it like a big portrait of the whole North Shore area and this area's history and the people and everything, which I tried to stuff like everything into those three books.
One of the things that I found so fascinating as someone who sort of investigated the Scandinavian crime genre that's kind of become a thing now with Stieg Larsson, and I read a lot of Joe Nesbø, is how beautifully Duluth fits into this dark, brooding, moody, cold, isolated thing. Did it surprise you that our area fits in so beautifully there? Because the books could have, you know, obviously been set in, as many of these other authors' books are, could have been set in, you know, in Norway or in Sweden, and yet put it in Duluth, and yet it sort of reads in a way the same kind of threatening landscape.
It is very strange. I don't think I thought that much about it while I wrote the books, but when I think about it in hindsight, it is kind of strange. And that whole Scandinavian-ness of the North Shore really surprised me when I came there. I mean, one thing is the people and the heritage, but I think like the smells when I stepped out of the car for the first time, everything smelled like in Norway. It was in the summer, or rather in the spring, and because the climate is the same, so the trees are the same, the kind of grass are the same, the flowers are the same. So it smells exactly like where I used to live as a child. So just a thing like that is like it's almost like a tiny little piece of Norway has broken off 150 years ago and just drifted across the Atlantic and sort of got stuck on the shore of Lake Superior.
Well, we're certainly happy.
It's a strange thing. Yeah.
We're certainly happy to have you writing about us here. It's a wonderful book, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Vidar Sundstahl joined us this morning from Norway, where it is the middle of the afternoon. His book, The Ravens, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the fiction category. All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.